You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The time for ignoring Satan is past. Satan is.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord God, make us strong in the power of your might. Give us a firm trust in your good will toward us, your love that gave your Son to be our Savior. Help us to overcome Satan and all his wiles with the armor of your mighty care for us as we give ourselves in faith to you through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The time for ignoring God is past. Not so long ago, people were saying God is dead. Even some theologians said that God talk is no longer adequate for life in the modern world. Most people did not take that God is dead talk very seriously. When bumper stickers began appearing, God is alive, the whole God is dead theology quietly died. Today, hardly anybody can remember even the names of the three or four theologians who went up like a meteor peddling that idea, and apparently never came down. The time for ignoring Jesus Christ is past. On movie marquees all over the world, you see three words in big, bold letters, Jesus Christ, Superstar. It's not the only one of the songs and dramas that are well known in a world which thought it had got rid of Jesus Christ. It is just as though a new generation has discovered a Jesus that the church has been keeping under lock and key. Actually, of course, there is no new Jesus. Young people and others in our time have discovered that Jesus is really alive, thoroughly human, and supremely powerful. They've found out from personal experience that Jesus can produce radical, miraculous changes in human life, and that through him people can find God. The time for ignoring Satan is past. People practicing religion as usual thought they had attended another funeral, the death of Satan. Their religion allowed no room for the devil. A rule of evil in the earth made no sense to them. People could only think of evil as your evil and my evil, and somehow that did not seem so important to them. I have not seen any bumper stickers saying Satan is, but I have noticed a lot of people beginning to recognize that he is real. Many, not all of them Christians, have been talking about the demonic in modern life, in society, in the universe. Some psychiatrists talk more about the power of evil than the theologians do. The Apostle Paul did not attend the devil's funeral. He saw life too clearly for that, from his own personal experience, and from observing the struggles of his fellow Christians against mysterious and overwhelming forces that seem to control governments, institutions, cultures, nature, and history. He got this word from God about Jesus Christ. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Satan is, said St. Paul. You must understand the enemy to fight. You must respect the enemy to win. There is victory, but Satan is. In its September 3rd issue of 1973, Time magazine said, in the 60s, it was commonly supposed that the devil could be banished by improving human situations. But he seemed scarcely daunted by such superficial change. The devil, it can be reliably reported, is alive and well. And I might add, if he is not alive and well, he is certainly alive and kicking. Not so long ago in Miami, Florida, a 22-year-old girl killed a 62-year-old man. She stabbed him 46 times with the utmost savagery. She was convicted of manslaughter. The judge gave her a sentence of 7 years. When the judge handed down the sentence, she smiled. She said a prayer to the devil, thanking him for the light sentence. She said she had enjoyed the killing. Jesus Christ was not one to discount the devil. He did not write Satan out of existence, nor did he write off the devil as of no importance. Some of his followers may have done that, but not Jesus. Anyone who treats the devil lightly and dismisses him arrogantly is like ripe fruit ready to be picked clean by the devil. That's his game. As the apostle observed, the devil is a wily fellow. He is more sophisticated than the people who think he does not exist. He has had a lot of experience, longer than theirs. You can't feed everything about the devil into a computer and expect to classify him as this or that, to locate him here or there. He's too much the devil in his own clever and sinister way for that. You hear people talk about certain movements, certain philosophies, certain examples of decadence, such as drugs and intoxicants, as if they were the devil. Communism is the devil, or some theological ism, or sexual immorality. Not that the devil isn't behind every form of corruption. But the easy equation of the devil with certain manifestations of evil is to fall right into the devil's trap, to get all tied up in his net, to end up fighting only a decoy. Slugging it out against a phantom enemy can be a frustrating and wearisome business. Many Christian people seem to feel that this struggle against evil is a lost cause. You can do only so much, they say, and then the stampede continues. Some very good people simply retreat into their own corner of life because the world is too bad, or the church is too weak, or the enemy is too formidable. They see and read about crime and corruption, and they give up. They know there is injustice, but they're too tired to do anything about it. Defeated and disenchanted, they throw in the towel. The enemy is powerful. St. Paul says that. He is clever. St. Paul says that, too. He is imposing. We are not contending, he said, against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. The trouble with our world is that it always wants to fight the battle on its own. People place their confidence in their own power. They get all their priorities mixed up. That's a satanic trap, too. We get into these lonely crusades against evil as if it is just a question of our egos against the whole world. We throw our energy into working hard without much satisfaction, fuming and condemning without much success, escaping into seclusion without much pleasure. The lonely struggle finally peters out and the devil takes over. Once the devil gets us locked into senseless fear, senseless panic, senseless cowardice, senseless confidence, he sucks some more victims into the darkness, into the world of the deceived, the lonely, the powerless. Be strong, said St. Paul. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. That's another thing the world has forgotten, the power of the Lord, his might. Many of us have forgotten that too. Jesus is Lord. He got that way by crucifixion and resurrection from the dead. He met the ultimate destiny of man, which is death. The wages of sin is death. Nobody has ever been able to change that. Jesus Christ died for the sins of the world. He did something about sin. He atoned for sin. In that action, a mighty struggle against the devil, he overcame sin, death, and the devil. The forgiveness of God, accepted with faith in Jesus Christ, is the secret of victory. It does what it promises. It gives new life, new courage to overcome temptation, new hope to decimate the fear of death that holds the whole world in captivity. In Christ, freedom and power to overcome. St. Paul found that out for himself. He saw how it works in himself. He saw the same thing in others who came to know the good news of God in Jesus Christ. He found what it takes to have life in a world where death is king. The devil is not in charge, he said. God is. That's what you see in Jesus Christ. Satan has been defeated by Christ. But Satan is not dead. The struggle goes on in the hearts of people. Who listening to me has not been tempted to go his own way? Who has not been assaulted by doubts about the power of God? Who has not wondered about all this talk regarding the victory of Jesus Christ, whether it's real or not? Even those who accept Jesus Christ have their moments when they ask themselves, what if the whole thing should turn out to be a dream? Obviously, Satan is not dead. The structures of our world, religion, politics, sex, government, public opinion, philosophy, and technology, all have enormous possibilities for good or evil. They can be corrupted. They can be taken over by the devil. One of his wiles is to persuade people that these structures are really the ultimates of human existence. That's when the structures themselves become almost demonic. People begin to realize what it means that they contend not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the highest places. It is a fearful business. Satan is. Don't minimize his power. But there is always the Lord. There is Jesus who died and rose again. There is God reconciling the world to himself in Jesus Christ, forgiving our sins and giving life to all who put their trust in Jesus Christ. Be strong in the Lord, said St. Paul. Don't minimize the power of Christ. He is the key to the entire struggle. He unmasks and disarms the principalities, the powers, the spiritual wickedness. It wasn't government that did this, but Jesus Christ. He knows how to handle the father of lies. He does that with his power, and he will do it in your life if you line up with him. Christ has his own armies in this world of ours. For the most part, they're just ordinary people, but they have something great inside. They believe in Jesus Christ. They've also got something on the outside, the whole armor of God. It's there for the taking in Jesus Christ. Take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. The armor of God is the word of God, the grace of God, the love of God, and the unquenchable life of God. It's all in Jesus Christ, every bit of it. All of us are human, and all of us need God. Shortly before his death, Jesus said to a self-confident Peter, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demanded to have you that he might sift you like wheat, and I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. When you have turned again, strengthen your brethren. From that, Jesus turned to face the enemy, to take the mauling for all of us. From that death of his comes resurrection. In the power of his resurrection, ordinary people go out to take their stand in a world of evil, surrounded by powers beyond their comprehension, still having the courage to withstand, and having done all to stand. Our world needs that power, and those people today. You need that power. And you can be one of those people today with faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The scriptures have told us all along that Satan is. They tell us how he is. They also tell us how he is overcome. Satan is, and so is the Lord. You can't trust the devil. You can trust the Lord. Have him, know him, trust him, love him. Go with him, with all of the assaults of evil on the family, education, nation, and church. Be strong, my friend. Finally, be strong in the Lord, in the strength of his might. Take the armor of God and take your stand. Be strong.
in the Lord. Amen.